Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is heading to Moscow Tuesday for talks on keeping the Syrian peace process on track. Ahead of the trip, the United States said it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that Russia is now supporting a Western-backed Syrian opposition group engaged in a joint operations with the Syrian army against the Islamic State. John Kirby is a U.S. State Department spokesman.
So I'm not in a position to validate the comments, except to say that, as we've said in the past, the vast majority of airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircraft are against opposition groups to Assad and not aimed at ISIL.
On Friday, Putin downplayed U.S. beliefs about Russia's airstrikes in Syria, saying instead Moscow provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army, which has long been fighting Syrian government forces. Iraq is asking the UN Security Council to demand Turkey immediately and unconditionally pull its troops out of northern Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi appealed to the Security Council on Friday. He said Turkey has been given a time limit to withdraw its troops and not close the door to dialogue. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, sent more troops into Iraq last week, saying the additional soldiers are needed to protect the trainers from Islamic State terrorists. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius says conditions have probably never been so favorable for a global climate change deal. This is VOA News.